This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, many of our pets will clean up the kitchen, okay? And we do it on purpose. I haven't had to sweep my kitchen floor in years since I got the dog because my dog eats the whatever's on the ground. Well, it comes to find out that there's a lot of things your dog should not eat, okay? Gum, raisins, grapes, but especially sugar-free gum could kill your dog. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there's a very, very common antibiotic that a lot of us love, and I have prescribed it for years. It's the Floxin family of drugs, like Cipro. And the FDA is now warning us that the risks may outweigh the benefits, and we may need to hold off writing that medication, which is not fun. We have, especially since this, there's a lot of medications out there that aren't working, and the Floxin medication doesn't seem to have as much resistance from what I see. With a lot of upper respiratory, use that medicine for bladder infections, sinuses, bronchitis, etc. We are seeing increased resistance in bladder infections with the Floxins, but for now, it's still supposed to work. Of course, the Obama transgender mandate, where school departments of education in certain states will lose funding if they don't comply by the new transgender rules that Obama has laid out, and why we have superintendents across the country getting pretty upset by this. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A 29-year-old woman has died after having cosmetic surgery. She traveled to South Florida for a surgical procedure and unfortunately died. She's a mother of two from West Virginia, and she suffered medical complications at Encore Plastic Surgery in Miami-Dade County. And medical staff at the nearby hospital unfortunately later pronounced her dead. State health officials, I apologize, I'm having some computer issues here. State health officials said the licensed clinic has no active complaints, yet the newspaper linked Encore, the plastic surgery center, to an active medical malpractice case and a 2013 death at another Hialeah clinic following a buttocks augmentation. I still don't understand that. Having a big butt, I don't understand why you women or men want to change your butt. Trust me, a big butt is not anything I would be envious of, okay, and let alone pay money or risk your life for. Representatives for the Hialeah Police Department didn't immediately respond Friday to a request for comment, and they didn't disclose to the Herald what procedure this patient had, but she's young. You see her, I don't know if this is her Facebook selfie or whatever, she's a pretty girl. You wonder what plastic surgery she needed and why she did it. In a quote, they said, you all are not answering questions as to what happened to Heather Meadows. This is a friend who wrote on Encore's page. We all know she was rushed to the hospital and later pronounced dead. Coroners conducted an autopsy on Meadows Friday, but the results will not be available till after police complete the investigation. Yeah, this is so hard. I mean, one, it's hard for the family. It's hard for the friends. It's difficult for people about to have surgery. But it's also got to be very difficult for the clinic. Okay? You are always guilty until proven innocent in medicine. You just are. Okay? And it's because people expect that if you have a patient that walks into your clinic, they're going to walk out. Nobody is expecting somebody to walk into your clinic and you die. and the patient dies, and you don't have any answers. So right now, you know, my guess is the medical clinic wants the answers publicized as quickly as possible if they followed everything to protocol. What's very, very scary is the vulnerability that patients have. You know, every now and then you hear somebody, and it's rare. Okay, mind you, these cases are very rare. Somebody goes to the dentist, you know, for a dental procedure, and unfortunately there's a complication and dies. These things are very, very rare, but they get publicized like crazy. So you think, oh my gosh, this happens all the time. No, it doesn't happen all the time. It's rare. But it's scary enough where you don't want a procedure that does happen all the time to unfortunately have an adverse event. Okay, we go to the dentist. I mean, my kids are going to need their wisdom teeth extracted. I mean, we all deal with, we all have some sort of issue that we need to get addressed, whether it's a skin lesion or a nip tuck, etc. We don't want to think that something bad can happen and then unfortunately we die. So, obviously there's an investigation. We'll let you know. Encore's website and Facebook page does promote breast implants, Brazilian butt lifts, rhinoplasty, liposuction, and a procedure called a mommy makeover. A woman interviewed outside the clinic by WSBN-TV said Encore offered her a cosmetic operation at $8,000 less than competitors. I'm not having surgery here, she says. Are you kidding me? It's a chop shop. And she asked for a deposit back after the news station told her about Meadows' death. Who knows? Maybe the clinic's guilty. But you see, what always kind of bothers me as being a previous clinic owner prior to my becoming faculty at Toro University, what always concerns me, and thank God we never had a malpractice case, we never had any issue at all, knock on wood, what kind of concerns me is you see these stories where people say, look, you know, this clinic costs less money than another clinic, okay? And then, okay, I thought we're supposed to offer cheaper rates. I had one of the least expensive office visit rates for people. We charge $50. And in my neck of the woods, the average cash rate to walk into a doctor is about $150. So my charging $50 was to help people. Then we later had to go up to $75, all right, because it was, the recession was bad. We still charge less. I worry, did anybody think that we were less good because we charge less? Yet in the media, they complain that people are charging $12,000 more for an appendectomy than another place. What does everybody want? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today for your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase. Go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I was honored to speak at the American Association of University Women at their lunch convention or their lunch meeting, and I was their speaker, and it, a phenomenal group of people, and men and women are usually in the group, this time mostly women. And, you know, we were talking about the new state of health care, and we did it very neutrally, bipartisanly, because it's amazing how the room is split, you know, politically in terms of the conversation could have very easily gotten heated. But luckily, I focused on things that it seemed many people agreed on. The rising cost of drugs. You used to be able to get a prescription for 3 months for $10. And then all of a sudden now, it costs $400 for your prescription, etc. Well, this was a very interesting article coming out of PBS.org. Five health issues presidential candidates are not talking about, but should. Okay? And so, and, you know, they talk about basically what we've talked about, where the discussion is usually just around, okay, do we repeal Obamacare or do we build upon it, right? So Republicans claim they're going to repeal it. Trump, Clinton wants to build upon it. And there's just not a, you know, and then we're, then, you know, most of us are like, well, can we have some more clarification from both sides? Okay. Now, I'm not criticizing Hillary. I'm not criticizing Trump. I'm just kind of criticizing the whole, you know, stage by saying, all right, guys, okay, thank you, but can you give us some hard, objective data or some plans, some concrete plans on what you're going to do? Because this is very, very frightening. And it was very interesting because when I spoke, it seemed like everything I said, everybody seemed to agree upon. I'm not saying this because I want to run for office. Lord knows. You know, that I don't think would fly very well at all. Especially since somebody is going to say they dated me and somebody is going to, you know, and, you know, I'm going to be like, well, yeah, you know, Hugh Jackman and I did have a thing. I'm joking. But anyway, so I don't think I'm ready for, you know, for that sort of, you know, public scrutiny into my sex life, okay? But, although, honestly, come to think of it, I think I've already told you guys all it is. In fact, I've put many of you to sleep, so maybe I can run for office. But because the policy discussion just stops at their what, and this author here through PBS recommends that they talk about the next few things, okay? One is the out-of-pocket spending. They say millions more people, roughly 20 million, now have health insurance. Okay, and this is supposed to be thanks to new coverage options created by the ACA, the Affordable Health Care Act. But most people are also paying more of their own medical bills than ever before. All right, and they're noticing that. Apparently, a recent Gallup survey found health costs to be the top financial problem faced by adults in the United States, which is now outpacing low wages and housing costs. Now, the employers are still providing coverage to the majority of those with insurance, but we still don't have a means for people without a job to get insurance inexpensively. And they are also increasing the workers' percentage of the costs. Now that employers have higher premiums, deductibles, etc., we're still not seeing less out-of-pocket expense, even from employees who are benefiting from an employer-bought plan. They're still paying more out-of-pocket. They say, meanwhile, the most generous plans offered to those who buy their own coverage through the marketplace, I guess, are still unable to be, people can't afford them. So, you know, between deductibles and the costs, we, you know, this is no surprise. And it's nice to see PBS, somebody from PBS, kind of, you know, identify what you and I have been talking about now for a while. So somebody needs to talk about that, okay? Next, drugs are now rising crazy in terms of prices. They say rising drug prices at the pharmacy counter have been very problematic for patients. Now, both Republican and Democratic candidates have discussed proposals to address the cost, but we really need, again, a plan that we could see that's palpable for decreasing drug prices. You know, I talked to you guys about buying an EpiPen for my son in case he got stung by a bee or went into anaphylaxis where he couldn't breathe. A shot of epinephrine is life-saving. Back in 2004, I had to spend $50 copay, which was enormous, $50 for that EpiPen to have it stocked at the house. But, I mean, I did it. $50 was a lot. Now, it's $450. For the same gosh darn drug, $450. Same box, even. Yellow, says EpiPen. That's a problem. It costs nine times more. Why? Obamacare? How are you going to? Let's say Trump gets into office and goes, I'm going to repeal Obamacare. All right, well, again, how are you going to get the drug prices back down? Okay, I mean, I think, you know, now everybody is scared to death to buy brand name, and if the generics don't work or we become, you know, resistant to the bacteria, become resistant to these antibiotics and we need to buy the fancier stuff, who's going to lower the price point? These pharmaceutical companies know they're going to be gone. These pharmaceutical companies know that they only have X amount of years left until legislation basically pushes them out. So they're going to make as much money as possible. All right. Scientists are rapidly approaching the point of being able to develop specific drugs for specific individuals, and this is going to be personalized medicine, okay? But how expensive are those medicines going to be? Are the healthcare plans going to cover them? We may want these treatments for cancer, or these treatments for rheumatism, or these treatments for the heart, and personalized medications, but if your Aetna or Blue Cross Blue Shield plan only covers generics, how are you supposed to get these medications? Well, we'll force the insurance company to pay for them. If they're $1,000 a month, then that means your premiums need to be at least $2,000 a month. I don't see it happening. Long-term care, they say every day another 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 and qualify for Medicare. An estimated 70% of people who reach that threshold will need some sort of long-term care, and long-term care is expensive. The annual cost on the cheap side of things is $46,000 a year, with a home health aide to $80,000-plus for a bed in a nursing facility. Medicare does not pay for most long-term care services. Medicare has nursing home and home care benefits, but they're temporary, and they're limited to those with specific medical needs. Most people need long-term care, don't need specific medical interventions, just help with activities of daily living. So if Grandpa is going to fall when he takes a shower, you want somebody there to help him, or you want somebody there to watch him. It's not that he's a diabetic and needs insulin shots, or, you see? So the average person that has an elderly family member, they don't know what to do because they have to work. They can't be there to help their elderly relative get in and out of the bathroom without falling. So that's a problem. Private insurance for long-term care exists, but it is expensive. And I guess it doesn't seem to pay for it all. And as many of us know, insurance policies aren't usually the best economic purchase. So you buy a policy and there's a good chance it doesn't cover everything. And then we have Medicare. Now, seniors, Medicare, you know, they provide health insurance right now to 55 million people. 46 million older than age 65, 9 million with disabilities, and so you have younger people on Medicare that are not over 65. But remember, we have 10,000 people a day turning 65 and qualifying for Medicare. So we need to be able to, you know, deal with the financial expansion. We're not ready. Medicare accounts for 14% of all federal spending, and that is expected to grow rapidly as the boomers, baby boomers, are reaching their highest health spending years. And so that's something that needs to be talked about. And then dental care. 2007, a Maryland 12-year-old named DeMonte Driver died from a tooth infection that spread to his brain. And this cast a harsh spotlight on low-income Americans not being able to have dental care. I thought that having Medicaid would offer some sort of dental services. I guess it doesn't. And lack of dental care is particularly significant for children. You have a kid that died from a tooth infection. So we need to do this differently. And I understand that Hillary and Donald are going to have a tough year ahead, okay? I get that. They got to try to win a campaign. But let's stop talking about Obamacare as a one-line problem, okay? This is multifaceted, and we would like to see some concrete plans, okay? And just saying, okay, we're going to pay for dental for all kids. Can you tell us how? Okay? Don't just promise stuff without us understanding how this is going to happen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried try the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
All right, guys. Rebel. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the FDA has issued a warning about the dangers of giving dogs food products that contain the artificial sweetener xylitol. Now, the agency's warning comes amid increasing incidents of xylitol poisoning among dogs. Now, xylitol is used in sugar-free gum and a variety of products. The number of calls to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Animal Poison Control Center about dogs being poisoned by xylitol increased from 82 in 2004 to over 3,700 in just 10 years. The Pet Poison Helpline also saw a 15% rise in such calls this year. The FDA warned dog owners that xylitol, which can be found in chewing gum, baked goods, chocolates, can be fatal to dogs. Now, I notice now we have a lot more sugar-free this, sugar-free that, sugar-free chocolate. So you wonder if as the nibbles fall down on the ground and the dog seems to clean up what we drop, they're getting into their system. And look, I know my dog has real bad breath. I mean, real bad breath. And yeah, it'd be nice to give him a Tic Tac. I don't do it though. Yeah, I just tell him to go bye bye. Go, you're breathing on the Apollo. I can't breathe. Come on, breathe. Go bye bye, please. Go bye bye. Then I kind of put my hand up, and then he breathes somewhere else. You know, and then the cat. But you know, my cats have some bad breath too. They'll eat some stinky tuna, okay, and, you know, since they don't brush their teeth, I'm smelling two-hour-old tuna. And then they come up and they lick your nose. You're like, I don't want to breathe that either. But just don't give them chewing gum. They say over the past several years, the Center for Veterinary Medicine at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has received several reports, many of which pertain to chewing gum, of dogs being poisoned by xylitol. Just like xylitol, which can be safely consumed by humans but can be fatal to pets, there are other food products that dog owners need to keep their animals away from. Okay, so a lot of you guys have been asking about chocolate. Okay, when is chocolate bad? Well, I was taught that dark chocolate is worse than milk chocolate because of the methyl xanthine. Now, methyl xanthine is a compound that we see in cocoa seeds, okay? And it can cause, you know, diarrhea, vomiting, but worse, it could cause an abnormal heart rhythm, and it could cause seizures. And so when I remember my mom saying, never give a dog chocolate, they could die, they're right. And remember, chocolate was different back then, okay? The way we eat chocolate is a very watered-down, sweetened, milky. In the olden days, chocolate was a lot more potent. And so dogs would die, and, you know, your grandparents would see that, you know, happen. And so they told us as kids, and we're like, I don't understand. I have a Mars bar. I mean, these are M&Ms. And I can't tell you how many times my dog licked up the M&Ms and nothing happened to him. Well, because probably the methyl xanthine concentration was so watered down that they didn't, you know, get hurt. But unfortunately, you know, coffee, other food products with caffeine have methyl xanthine. That's why do not give your dog soda pop. It could cause seizures, abnormal heart rhythm. Dark chocolate has the highest levels of methyl xanthines, and these can be particularly dangerous to dogs. Another thing you have to be careful of is grapes and raisins. Okay, grapes and raisins, we don't know why. We have absolutely no idea why grapes or raisins hurt dogs. But what we do think happens is it's kidney failure. We think that what ends up happening is they interfere with, there's some substance in them that interferes with the kidneys from functioning properly. And for any of us that have lost an animal to kidney failure, it's horrible. They're in a lot of pain. It's horrible to watch. And very, very expensive. I mean, we were out thousands of dollars before we had to finally let the cat go. And it was because we didn't know what was going on. And we were like, okay, well, we got to save our baby. And unfortunately, we couldn't save the baby. Alcohol. Don't give your animals alcohol. Alcohol can cause vomiting, decreased coordination, and that's not funny. Getting your dog drunk, that's not funny, people. Okay? It could cause diarrhea, depression, breathing difficulties, abnormal blood acidity, tremors, and unfortunately, possibly death to pets. And, you know, and we're going to find out. Okay, a lot of you guys think, well, you know what, if my pet dies, I'll just bury him in the yard. We eventually find out, okay? I hear the way you guys talk. So what do I do if my dog dies? Well, you know, you contact animal control. They're like, we had a dog. The dog just died. It was really weird. Okay. Well, guys, remember Sushi, my dog Sushi? Sushi was a rescue dog while I was pregnant with Stone. Somebody had found Sushi running around the freeway in Las Vegas. Picked her up, but she couldn't keep the dog because she had kids. And so we took the dog when I was 9 months pregnant. And Sushi, we had to call her Mrs. Sush, you know, because apparently she thought she was, you know, deserved to at least have that sort of a, I guess, I don't know, title. And I don't know, I think she might have been 3 or 4. So we had her for a few years, and I think when she was close to 10 years old, she's sitting there on the grass, not even acting old. And she's sitting on the grass, and I was about to go out with our friends. And I see Sushi just kind of sitting there on the grass. We kind of live near a lake. So she was looking out at the lake. And I go, okay, bye, Mama Sush. And she looked at me like this is goodbye. And I go, and I just think to myself, I go, oh, I hope she doesn't die tonight. I mean, she was feeling fine. Well, we come home late. And, you know, I go straight to bed. And this is so weird, okay? So I'm in bed. And again, I don't know if there's no science to this, but while I'm lying there in bed, and I really didn't have anything to drink, okay? It was weird. As I'm getting ready to go to sleep, there's a small black, like, tornado sort of image that's reversing. And I think to myself, that's weird. I hope that doesn't mean the dog died. Well, I wake up the next morning. The first thing I do is go, oh, my gosh, I got to go check on Sushi. And there Sushi was, lying out there on the grass, dead. And it just, you know, and I'm sure many of you guys have weird stories like this. And no, I did not feed her raisins or alcohol. That's not the point. What is the point? Oh, yeah, yeah. So the point was the dog died. And we didn't know, do we bury the dog? No, we called animal control and they took the dog and they did a cremation ceremony or something. I really don't remember. I was really distraught. But it was so weird that it's like I knew. The dog wasn't even sick. And the dog just died peacefully on the grass, very comfortable. And boy, that freaked me out. But I still don't understand what that weird black tornado thing. Was that Sushi going, oh, I am going to haunt you now. See ya. So, I don't know. Then, so Mama Sush has been up there, and I haven't heard from her since. Nothing in my dreams, nothing. I know it's kind of weird for a doctor to talk about that, but that's never happened to me. So I thought I'd share it. If any of you guys had a backwards black tornado during the time that a loved one was dying, let me know, because I'd like to know what the heck that was. That's weird. No, I don't do drugs. I had a steak for dinner. So I don't know. Anyway, onions and garlic. Onions and garlic, they could destroy the red blood cells of dogs. That could lead to anemia. Be very, very careful. Although, usually they'll eat the meatloaf, and there'll be onions and garlic in the meatloaf. But it could cause anemia, vomiting, weakness. And then macadamia nuts. Oh, I definitely don't have those. My husband loves those. I can't stand them. They say dogs should not be given macadamia nuts or other food products that contain them because they could be fatal. At least 6 roasted or raw macadamia nuts can make them sick. They could become paralyzed. They could have muscle tremors, rapid heart rate, elevated body temperature. And remember I told you also, it doesn't say so on this list from the Tech Times, remember Tylenol. Dogs can't have Tylenol. So if you drop a pill in the kitchen, make sure you pick all those pills up. Because the dog, definitely pick up the Viagra. I don't know if they've done a study with dogs and Viagra. I gotta look that up. But my dog, Apollo, he's like huge. That would like scare the neighbors. We would probably have a lunar eclipse if he took a Viagra. I mean, it would be very, very bad and very scary. And I don't know what we would do. I'd be tripping over him in the middle of the night. A lot of accidents. I don't know what we would do if that happened. All right, guys. So that's a recap of what not to feed your dog. All right. We are being told, wow, that a new study of telemedicine services finds bad diagnoses. What are we doing wrong with telemedicine? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we get to the telemedicine, I know some of you want to talk about Obama's new directive to all public schools. I have some emails from you, but we got a lot to talk about. And most of these emails are, of course, questioning how the government could demand something at this level. And let's just kind of recap here. This has been reported by independent.co.uk. Obama's new directive to all public schools does not impose any legal requirements, but it makes clear the government's expectations of nationally funded schools. Schools which do not comply could lose government funding or face lawsuits. It says schools should treat transgender students according to their chosen gender identity as soon as they are notified by a parent or guardian, and does not require any specific medical diagnosis. A bathroom described as quote-unquote all gender was opened last year within the White House as a symbol of solidarity with the LGBT community. They say the White House allows staff and guests to use restrooms consistent with their gender identity, which is in keeping with the administration's existing legal guidance of the issue. Okay, so with them, they have a bathroom described as all gender. Okay, and they have a bathroom described as all gender. I don't think the White House has converted all their women's rooms and men's rooms and made them open to everybody. So this new directive has been obviously making many superintendents on edge, because they are going to be either at risk of lawsuit from the federal government, or they could be at risk of lawsuit from the thousands of parents of students if, God forbid, somebody is faking a gender identity issue. Now, it does put a little obstacle in there. If a parent or guardian has to notify the school that the child is transgender, okay? But it sounds like this is where there's questions, and this is what many of you guys have questions on. If a boy decides to walk into the girl's bathroom and he gets in trouble for it, if he says, I'm transgender, then does he get to keep doing it, okay, without quote-unquote proof? And I don't really want to subject a kid to prove that. Another question somebody had is, so does that mean just all the bathrooms, so boys and girls just go into each other's bathrooms? Or is it anyone who's transgender can walk into a bathroom of their choice? My guess is initially what they're going to do is they are going to identify the students who are going to be crossing into the other bathroom. And it would only be the select few. I don't think the schools have to, now take off the boys' room and the girls' room, or the boys' locker room and the girls' locker room, and let it be a free-for-all. I don't think the schools have to do that yet. I think what it is whoever wants to use the bathroom of that choice, they sit down, they let the school know, but you know what? I thought that was already happening. Okay? I mean, I remember there was a case where somebody sued because the child was brought into the staff lounge to use the bathroom. So they had privacy, and so they weren't bullied. But that gave them a lawsuit. They were supposed to, I guess, not help the child or at that level. That was interfering. And then another lawsuit happened because there was a transgender boy that wanted to change in a girl's locker room, and they gave the transgender boy a screen so there'd be some privacy. And the fact that the screen was offered, again, prompted a lawsuit. So I'm not sure, okay? So, you know, to the answer to your questions, I'm sure the guidelines are long enough, having a third bathroom, like a family restroom, allowing transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice, I don't think any of us have a problem with. I think we're all in agreement. What I would like to know is, how are they going to avoid lawsuits if they have to open up the bathrooms to all boys and girls? And you have somebody who fakes it that starts going into the bathroom that's, you know, it's a real shame, because I think publicized campaign or publicized a movement in the wrong light, okay? Advancing transgender's rights should not be this vicious and violent and riots, and this should not be happening. Okay, the transgender community, the LGBT community, these are very peace-loving, very, very, you know, warm, compassionate communities. And I'm seeing as this news continues, I see this get more and more polarized, and it shouldn't be like this. I think the majority of us agree that if you have a boy that really identifies as being a girl, and he is being made fun of in the boys' bathroom, and he is being bullied in the boys' bathroom, and he finds a safe haven in the female, arena, that, you know, we allow some means for him, you know, to be, or him identifying as a female, to be able to go to the bathroom in peace, okay? And I think that's something that we could very easily do. But you can't mandate schools and superintendents without giving them the legal protection from the thousands of other parents that do not want a physically characteristic boy in the girls' bathroom. So the civil rights of a little girl going to the bathroom, are those going to be fought for legally by parents suing the school? So you can't come in, and unfortunately this is another example of what our administration does, comes in and mandates and threatens, okay, well, you will be fined or you'll lose funding, etc., without giving them any tools to protect themselves. This was a big problem I had with the Affordable Health Care Act. Okay, you need to cut back on referrals, you need to promote more generic use, you need to, and I'm like, okay, well, is there any protection for me and lawsuits if I follow the guidelines to a T? If I avoid using brand name, if I avoid over-referring and I'll take care of the cystoscopy myself, where are the protections in place? Then that wasn't there. All right, so you don't have those, you can mandate something, but where's the, because, you know, there's lawyers on both sides of the aisle. So there will always be a lawsuit. And I find it very, very frustrating that we don't have any logistics in place. Okay? And we really need to have a conversation that highlights what the movement that the transgender community wants, because many people in the transgender community does not want these headlines going back and forth, making it look like they are the cause of this political, fight that is being politicized by people taking advantage of the situation. And so it's frustrating. It really, really is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Later this week, we're going to be talking about a new study. We're going to be talking about telemedicine a lot. And we're being told that a new study of telemedicine services are finding bad diagnoses. So doctors failed to ask important questions and subsequently misdiagnosed and mistreated certain conditions based on this study published in JAMA Dermatology and being reported by the Wall Street Journal. So as we see more and more telemedicine take over multiple platforms, what are you guys getting in terms of quality and in terms of actual diagnosis? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial.
1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.